Time for morning conversation. We're going to talk about Stop the Fighting on the Way to the Funeral Home, which is a program coming up January 12th at Iowa State University Extension, Winnebago County. And our guest who is going to be presenting this program is Jolene Brown. Jolene, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
And first of all, we want to talk about your background. You told me as a professional speaker, you've been at this for over 30 years now.
Yep, I've been a lot of places, and boy, have I learned some lessons about family business. And there's no better teachers than those who have gone through it, and they come out on the side of being both positive and productive, that they can still be family while they operate a business.
Now, Jolene, this program is, as I mentioned, January 12th at the Branding Iron in Thompson. And my understanding is this is kind of going to be a two-parter starting in the morning where you're going to present a workshop with a lot of tools that folks can take with them.
Yes, and the tools are all wrapped in laughter and real-life stories, because I know if we laugh and relate, then we can learn and apply. So I think it's really important that they bring as many members of the generational family that they can. If you all hear things same place, same time, you actually go home and get the work done. So in the morning, I'm doing the workshop, Stop the Fighting on the Way to the Funeral Home, because we sure as heck don't want that to happen. And then right after a great lunch, there's going to be a key advisors panel, and that will be an attorney, an accountant, a financial planner, and I'll be the family business coach. I want everybody there to see what happens when your advisors are same place, same time, and they have your best interest at heart. This will be their chance to ask all those questions, all those roadblocks from keeping themselves from doing the important work.
I told Jolene off the air that I'm an only child, but this applies to everybody. And when you have a family dynamic, I'm sure things are told, assumed, promised, and it's so hard to remember. And when somebody passes, a loved one passes, things don't always come to fruition like you were maybe told.
Well, a conversation is not a contract. And I have learned with family, more not less must be in writing. So one of the points I'll be covering is that people in family business lie. They do. They don't mean to, but they say, you know, work hard someday, this will all be yours, or, you know, I'm going to retire. And then there is the dreaded, oh, you don't have to worry about your brothers and sisters. They've got their jobs. They're not interested in the business. So what I find is that there must be many things clarified. If you choose that you want the business to continue, then there are ways you can do this to honor those who are active in the business, and you may have children who are not active in the business. So how can we deal with fair and equal and other important issues?
Talking with Jolene Brown, she's facilitating the Stop the Fighting on the Way to the Funeral Home. So in the middle of the day, naturally there's lunch, and then you're going to come back with a panel discussion.
And then right after the panel, I have got to make sure that they don't leave to go home feeling overwhelmed, that they know where to begin, that they know who's going to help them continue the process along the way. And then certainly, one of the mistakes that we make in a family business is we fail to celebrate. You know, we work so hard to build a business worthy of transitioning, and then we get burnt out, worn out, stressed out, and we ask the next generation, oh, let's get on the hamster wheel so you can get burnt out, worn out, stressed out. So instead, we're going to end with three things they can do to bring laughter and celebration back to their families and back to their businesses.
Jolene, maybe it's a silly question, but how much of this can be pre-planned and avoided altogether?
Oh, my goodness. There's a heck of a lot that can be pre-planned and done. A matter of fact, there's things that have to be done far beyond a will that make sure that a transition happens and a business can continue. And this is where you need those good advisors, because if you think about the three little pigs, the third one did it right. He put in one brick at a time, and that's what I'm going to do in the morning. I'm going to tell them what their bricks need to be. But the mortar that holds it together has to be legally sound and financially feasible, and we have to make sure we can assure the success and the finances of a senior generation. This is why those three advisors are the mortar that will hold your bricks together so that the house can last for a very long time.
Stop Fighting on the Way to the Funeral Home, presented by Jolene Brown, Thursday, January 12th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. It's at the Branding Iron in Thompson. Individual registration, $20 per person. Group registration, $10 per person. Light snacks and lunch included. Please reserve your spots by Thursday. It's the day after tomorrow, January 5th. And again, the program is January 12th. Jolene, thank you. It was a pleasure visiting with you.
And with you. You have a good day.
You as well. Jolene Brown, champion for agriculture, professional speaker, family business consultant, author. You can see her, ask questions of her, get to know her. She will help you to stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home. Again, this is at the Branding Iron in Thompson on January 12th. For Jolene Brown, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation.